Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on our radio affiliate at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you listen to us through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. We have two great guests coming up for you on this half hour, so I know you're going to really enjoy today's program. We're welcoming back actor and director Sean Hampton at the top of the show. He's going to talk to us briefly about his career, but also something that he expressed his feelings about recently that was in the news, and that is SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act. We're going to talk to Sean a little bit about his feelings about it, also what it means for him as an actor and director to be able to have the free reign of the Internet when he's being able to not only pursue his career, but also explore new means for being able to share his information with the world. At 20 minutes past the hour, we're going to be speaking with life coach and author David Beck. David is making his first appearance on the show, but I'm really curious to talk to him about the way he's been able to motivate and inspire individuals to action and to reach their own individual purpose. It's something we talk about on this show all the time. David's going to talk to us about his own revelation in his life about his worth and how he's now helping other people to do the same thing. Again, a great show coming up. Glad you all could join us for it. As I said, though, to get things kicked off, we have actor and director Sean Hampton back with us. Sean, welcome back to Conversations Live.
Hey, thanks for having me again. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, man. Look, for our radio listeners, it's your second time on the show, but I was just messing with you that for our blogtalkradio.com, they probably have heard you on other channels that we're affiliated with, Gail Ambo's show, Fashion Forth, that's on Fridays, and then the conversation that I co-moderate on Sundays. So we appreciate you, man, taking time on your birthday, no less, to spend some time with us today.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm just always working, so that's my birthday present.
Well, look, we're not gonna hold you too long, but I definitely wanted to get you involved in this conversation that's been going on, not only about SOPA, but what this means for all of us when it comes to the Internet and how we use it. But I want to begin, for those who are just hearing your story, Sean, to talk about the word passion. It's something we're going to be talking about a lot on the show in February, because I think it's so important to find something you're passionate about and something that you're willing to give your time and resources to. When did you realize your passion for acting and directing?
Really, for acting, it's been, I'd have to say, since I moved to Los Angeles. I didn't realize how strong it was. I moved to Los Angeles in 2005, and I always loved it when I was living back home and in college, but then after getting here and having a taste of it, I realized how much I loved it. And as far as directing goes, it goes back to 2010 when I produced a short film that I wrote. And I always knew I wanted to direct, but I figured it would be about 20 years from now and not at this point. But I really love it. And like you said, passion is something that you want to do no matter what, no matter how much you're getting paid or not paid or whatever. You just really have to do it. And that's how I found acting and directing.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we also this month, because it's going to be in the February issue of Conversations Magazine, we're talking about the importance of fighting off fear. I can imagine in the work that you're doing, you know, there are only so many roles, except for those that you create for yourself as a director. But talk to us about how you're able to kind of rise to the occasion, Sean, and to realize that, you know, you have just as much to offer as anyone else, and that you kind of just go for things even when people feel like, you know, maybe that's not going to be the right fit for you, or maybe that's something that you don't have a shot at getting.
Well, it's really just about having faith in yourself. And I mean, I personally am a Christian, so I have faith in God, and I know that He's going to put me someplace where I need to be, or not let me be someplace that I don't need to be. But you really have to, especially in acting. I think a lot of people have very soft egos, so that might be why they quit sometimes, because they can't handle the rejection. And you have to really take in the fact that they're not rejecting you as a person necessarily. They are rejecting, you know, basically what you would look like in the part, or, you know, they're not saying no to you. They're just saying you're not a really good fit for that part. So, yeah, not taking it personally is really the secret, I think.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, and I'm curious if you would agree with this, sometimes that could be a blessing in disguise. Especially once you see it, you would realize that maybe that wasn't the right thing for you.
You know, I've had that happen. I can think of two distinct times where I was up for a part, and I'm not going to say the shows. Neither one of them is on the air anymore. But one was on CBS and one was on Comedy Central, and I was up for a part against just another gentleman, and they they got it. And when I saw it on television, I remember one of them, I told my wife, I said, thank God I didn't get that part. And then the next time she told me, thank God you didn't get that part. So, like, well, I said, I won't say the shows, but it wasn't really the most flattering part.
Got you. Well, you know what? And I think that's one of the great things about staying in our season and being ready for our season. That's so important. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with actor and director Sean Hampton. I was talking to him about passion because we feel like it's so important to talk about when did he first realize the passion for it. For him now, it's been about 7 years that he first got that real passion for acting. But he was saying it was just about 2 years ago when it came to directing. Now, Sean, I follow you on Twitter, as a lot of people do, at EL Sean Hampton, as well as on your Facebook page, and you started to voice your own opinion about an issue that was coming up just a couple of weeks ago, and that was this SOPA campaign, which was the Stop Online Piracy Act. First of all, tell our listeners why you decided. I really personally believe that a lot of times when an individual decides to say something about a topic, especially someone like you that's respected, that you feel as if, one thing, your voice will have some weight, but also it will kind of help people to think about it a little bit differently. Why did this catch your eye, unlike other things that may have been going on during the same time?
Well, because within the last 2 years or so, I've really become kind of really involved and developed in new media work, putting out, webisodes or content that was made strictly for the internet or for that medium, so it could be delivered using that medium. And then SOPA came along, and I love both sides of the camera. I love performing and also the business part of it. And it's something that I saw that would directly impact me, number one, and then it would also directly impact the consumer. What we can give them and what they can take in, and it's really it's one of those things. I'm trying not to talk too much between questions, but there's so much that's unfair, and it's basically, just to give everyone my quick opinion about it, it is the entertainment industry's overreaction to the proliferation of new media. The studios, the networks don't know how to properly respond and monetize their content on the internet, so this is their way of overreacting and trying to overcorrect the system.
Wow. And so for you, and that's why I thought it was curious, the way you felt, because I have to say, for full disclosure, most of my radio listeners know here, but I also act as a publicist as well through the parent company of this program, Shadowplay Entertainment, and I have clients that are, also actors or recording artists, and one of the things that they're always concerned about is, of course, the bootleg aspect of everything. That is something that's out there. For you, do you think that's part of the overreaction, Sean, that people are looking at, okay, there are people getting things that are supposed to be for pay, they are getting it illegally for free, but that a bill like this would have gone too far? Is that your view?
Yeah, it's. I understand definitely from the production aspect that there's a lot of people whose hard work went into this, and they need to get paid, and the companies that put up the money, they need to get paid. I completely understand that. But they are not being realistic. They're not, in my opinion, being realistic when they expect that people are not going to try to get something for free. They're definitely going to try. But if you give them a better alternative, I think that the consumer will pay. And to me, the best example is the music industry. In 2000, Napster came along, and they put it out there for free. You could share your files. And the music industry, they just held fast and said, we are not going to bend. We're not going to try to change our business model. We're just going to fight this. And they lost. And they finally are now offering music, for like 99 cents a song or whatever. But they're still hurting financially from that.
Yeah, I totally agree. This was said, I was reading in the HuffingtonPost.com, and I have to say something I don't normally, it's not on my normal reading list, but I was reading because I was really curious about this topic because I was seeing it all over the place on the news. And so this was said to be one of the largest, if not the largest, online campaign. Do you think part of the reason why it was so effective, Sean, is because this kind of was not one of those Republican-Democrat issues, this was something that people just said, you know, it really becomes to a right. What is a right of ours to be able to do when it comes to the Internet?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, you know, the Internet's one of those places that, you know, it really shows that Americans value freedom for especially for expression and entertainment. And to have the notion that that's going to be taken away because someone's not getting money, that's the fastest way to galvanize troops.
And, you know, I was really surprised to have to say that the day that the quote-unquote blackout took place, some of the big sites that I'm used to going to, that they were actually involved in it, that they were feeling the same way. So it really made me want to know more about it, because until this all came up, I really didn't know a whole lot about what was, you know, but it really does show the power of the people, because, of course, then it was announced, the House and Senate were both going back to the drawing board to try to find another way. This goes to a larger issue, though, about you, Sean, and, you know, this is my second time interviewing you personally, and what has always struck me about you, even before I talked to you, was the amount of humility you seem to have for the work that you do, but also, I think, a recognition of the platform you have as an individual in the public eye. I'm curious as to if there was any second-guessing. I'm not saying that you were wrong in speaking out, but is there ever any second guessing on using the platform that you have to be able to speak out on issues like this?
You know, I thought about that myself, and there's a financial – he was a financial expert, and now he's like a motivational speaker, but his name is Jordan Belfort, and he's written a few books and just about kind of like life coaching kind of things. And he was giving a seminar, and he talked about running a small business. And he said that he hears a lot of his clients say they wish they were really big businesses. They weren't small. And his advice was, enjoy being a small business because you're quick and you're agile. And if you're a big business, you're kind of lumbering and, you know, you're slow to move. And that's how I kind of see myself. You know, I'm the small business right now, so I can have these opinions and I can branch out. And I'm really looking to do my own thing. So until, you know, such a day where that's not the case, I'll have to reevaluate. But as it is now, I truly believe in what I'm saying. And as I said, new media to me is the future.
Right.
And and I want to jump on right now.
You know,
and so I feel that I'm passionate about it. And it seems like most of the American public agrees with what I'm saying. So I'm truly confident that it's not going to hurt or hinder any of my efforts in the future.
Yeah. Again, we're speaking to actor and director Sean Hampton. Coming up, we do have, speaking of life coaches, life coach and author David Beck will be joining us live here in a moment to talk about his passion for helping individuals to become inspired and reaching their own individual purpose. Sean, when it comes to new projects, we're in the second month of 2012. I know you have some things you're working on. Where's the best place for our listeners to stay in contact with you and to stay up on what you're doing?
Well, the absolute best place is on Facebook. I have a fan page on there, so it's just you go to Facebook and under search you type in Sean Hampton, S-E-A-N, Hampton, and it'll take you up to my fan page. Also on Twitter, like you said, it's L-E-L, Sean Hampton, and you can see what's going on. I've got a new project on Kickstarter that I'm trying to get funding for, so hopefully we can get some money towards that and get some good entertainment out there.
Okay. All right. We'll definitely be looking out for that. And again, we appreciate you taking the time on your birthday to speak with us, Sean. Sean, we have a special coming up in April. I definitely would love to get you back for. It's called Acting on Faith, where we're talking to aspiring actors about what they're doing to pursue their dreams. We know that's something you're passionate about, helping people too. We'd love to have you back in April to be a part of that panel with us.
Anytime.
All right, man. Well, again, you can keep up with the Sean. He has his website, seanhampton.com, and as he said, also on Facebook as well. You can find him there in L. Sean Hampton. That's E-L Sean Hampton. He's on Twitter as well. So, Sean, enjoy the rest of your day, man. Continued success to you, and we'll be in contact with you really soon.
Thanks a lot, Cyrus. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, Sean. Again, we're going to take a very quick break here. When we come back, we have life coach and author David Beck will be joining us live to talk about his journey as well as how he's now being able to use his life to be a motivation and an inspiration to others. You're listening to Conversations Live on the radio at 92.3 FM and also online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
If you're looking for something to help get you motivated as we're beginning what's now a very, very new month here in 2012, I think our next guest will be able to help you. We have author and life coach David Beck joining us live to talk to us not only about how he was able to find his own purpose in life, but how he's been able to help other individuals to do the very same thing. David, welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello, Cyrus. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, we're very glad you could join us as well, David, both for our radio listeners here in Mississippi as well as our larger audience through Blog Talk. We're going to get into your not only your work as an author and a life coach here in a moment, but I want to begin because I think it's so interesting. I was on your website yesterday, and what is so interesting to me about how you have really just gone full force in living what I feel like is the life that you were intended to live as a motivator, as someone to inspire individuals, but you're doing it through your example. My question to you would be, when did you first realize what your purpose was?
Actually, back when I was a child. I knew, hearing the whisper, and I knew back when I was a child. However, I had to, throughout the years, it just became softer and softer. And it was throughout my teenage and early adult years, it was about re-embracing it, reclaiming it, and moving through the adversity that I was faced with as a young adult, young child. So, yeah.
Yeah. So do you find that that's interesting, and do you find then that because you have been an individual who's been able to overcome in your own life, that has then put you in a unique position to be able to help other individuals by saying, I've been there, I know what you're feeling, but you can get through this? Do you think that's helped you in that regard?
Oh, absolutely. You know, my greatest gift is my past, and presently I'm working on my second book, and it's really about the struggles that I faced. I had an alcoholic mother. I was physically, mentally, and verbally abused, and later in life sexually abused. In my teens and years, so when I work with clients, it's very a great skill to be able to embrace compassion, and as you said, I've been there too, which is actually tomorrow, Friday evening and Saturday, if you're in Chicago, my new piece is debuting, and it's called A Whisper of Love. It's a piece that I've choreographed. And part of my writing excerpts is in there as well. But it's all about how we are there, and we're each other's mirrors, and we can relate to one another. And when we speak up and we ask for help, when we ask for support, there's someone there. There's someone that shows up. So,
right.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, I think, David, for individuals listening to this, what has to strike them from the very beginning of this is that you are reaching people where they are now. It's not like they have to wait to get somewhere else before they can begin. It seems like you're helping them through your very story to see that no matter where you are, no matter what's happened to you, you can begin right now to be transformed. On your website, I had made a note, it's all about evolution. With you. Mm-hmm. You have Circular Evolve to the Next Level with David Beck. I remember that standing out from it. Talk to us about what it's been like for you to be used this way as almost a conduit to help other individuals who evolved to be their best selves.
What a beautiful question. It's very humbling. It's very exciting to work with a client who comes to me, let's say, and I think of two clients. I had a couple, and one was very angry, very angry, and the other one was the partner was as well very angry. Yet it was more silent. The other one was a little bit more outward, and to see and to experience their process and doing the I'll say exercises I gave them. Or listening to them speak and learning the true meaning of intimacy is about communication and intimacy into me, I see, to understand that we're all mirrors for each other and that we're all a gift. And if we can accept ourselves as a gift and that another is a gift, It's all about acceptance. We're saying then yes to unity and yes to love and yes to moving, transforming judgment, really. It's not about demolishing judgment. It's just transforming it.
Right.
So it's humbling. It's just exciting to experience someone living their dream and,
exactly,
and manifesting the vision of love. So
yeah. And in fact, I made a note you have on your website that one of the things that you stress is to embrace your love and share your love, that it's really a process, a give and take that we go through. And again, that's all a part of the evolution to being the person, again, that we were meant to be. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to life coach and author David Beck. He's talking to us about the journey for him when he first realized his purpose, and he was telling us it was really early on. But it was interesting what you said, David, because I think this is something that people will say, huh, I think I'm there too, and that is, you said the whisper got softer because you weren't listening to it. You knew it was there, but you for whatever reason at the time decided not to act on it. Now that you are able to not only listen but also to obey the whisper, what do you hope people take away,
okay,
like from individuals, from what you're doing today? I mean, the different brands that you're building for yourself. You mentioned, of course, the pieces you're being able to choreograph, the books you're able to write. The people you're able to help. What do you hope that circle does for helping individuals?
Well, the circle is all about a continuum. Nothing ever dies. It just continues. We're all an inspiration. We're all teachers. You say something very, very interesting that I would like to point on, obey the whisper. And really, for me, it's just about uniting with the whisper. And because, really, we are the whisper. We are, our heart is our God, goddess, universe, source, whatever we want to label it as. And it's that passion, it's that breath of life. And when we realize that we are all actually teachers and we are all students, it's how are we moving in this world? How are we showing up in the light that we are? Because really, that is the truth. We are the light. Yes, we all get angry, we get frustrated, we get disappointed. And that's just our emotional fear. If we become aware of it, then when we're aware, and we can make a different choice, and then we pay it forward.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And as you are paying it forward then, David, what is it you continue to hope for yourself? Because it seems like you are a continual work in progress as well, as we all are.
Yep.
But I think you recognize that and continue to grow with it. Does that make it easier for you to embrace whatever life has for you or in store for you?
It does. It you know, it's interesting because I remain open, yet also there is the level of focus and determination and choices. Yet moving forward to create a vision while being open to change, it's both it's amazing and it can be graceful. And the challenge only comes in the worry, which is just fear.
Yeah.
So, yeah, once you get there and realize, okay, that's just fear, slow down, ease, breathe, all is aligned, it's amazing.
Yeah. And that is the great thing about we as human beings, I think, having that ability to realize that we don't have to be overwhelmed, we don't have to be devoured. That we can regain the control, but it all goes back to what you said, I think, about the whisper, and that is such an important thing because I think for our listeners, especially those on the radio dial here in Mississippi, I think about the different things that are going on here, whether it's financial or emotional or just the everyday stresses of life, even for our online listeners, that there are things that they may be dealing with that they do not see a way out. It sounds like what you're saying, David, is that the way out is really in. It's really in them to be able to get it.
Yeah, I loved the first guest, Sean, and just, wow, what an amazing, such an inspirational spirit he is. But it really is, we say, especially during this time, you know, with everything that's going on in the world, you know, money and economy and la, 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 and these become our excuses. But the truth of the matter is we create that money. We're the ones that create that money, and we can all be our own business. It's just about being in our own passion and showing up in what it is we love to do. And for me, I love supporting another in creating their dream, in manifesting it. And I love supporting someone shifting the, I don't know how to do that. I can't. Yes, you can, and you do know. We all do know. It's just, are we asking? So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think, too, you bring that up, and again, that goes back to your website. A lot of great information on your website. We're going to give it out here in a moment. But you talk about that there is no I can't. And that, again, I think goes back to what you were just saying, David, about the fear. That's the fear talking.
Yeah.
That's keeping them from just realizing that, you know what, I can do this. Why aren't I? I think then the question becomes, why aren't I doing it?
Well, it does, and then sometimes we, too, can get a little caught up in maybe utilizing that to beat ourselves up. It's, the why. It's, there's a reason why you're not, and that's somewhere we're afraid. And, there's a tie there that can be untied or transformed when you are living in your dream, when you are living in that passion, when you are taking that first step and the next step and acknowledging yourself and patting yourself on the back for living in your passion, speaking up about it. We as human beings don't speak up enough. We're too afraid of the rejection. We're too afraid of another's judgments, when really those are our own judgments.
Yeah. Exactly. I think that those are great points. Again, we've been speaking with life coach and author David Beck. He's been talking to us. And I say life coach and author. He's so many other things other than that. You just heard him talking about it. If you're in our Chicago area, if you listen to us online, and we know some of you are in the Chicago area, that he has a piece that is actually debuting this weekend. All the information is actually on David's website. David, go ahead and give them that website where they can find you.
It's evolutionthenextlevel.com, so evolutionthenextlevel.com, and, there you'll find events and past radio show links, and as well on how to get in contact with me for readings and sessions, and all great information, as you said. Thank you.
All right, no problem. And you also will find some video clips there as well, and information about David's book as well is on the website. But make sure you do check out the website, and also there are links on there. I think I remember saying, David, you can correct me on this, there's links for your Facebook and Twitter on the page, on the main page.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube. Yeah, I love the internet.
Look, and the internet has made so much of this possible, including this interview with you. So we appreciate you coming on, David, and continued success to you. We look forward to keeping in contact with you.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Hey, same here, David, same here. If you missed any part of my interview with David Beck or even with Sean Hampton at the beginning of the program, don't worry. Thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com, you'll be able to listen to the entire interview about 10 minutes after we go off the air. You can do it by going to our radio link at www.blogtalkradio.com/conversations with music, or if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, you'll find the links already posted there. Just click on them. You can listen to them completely for free there. Thank you again for joining us. I'll be back with you guys at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. That's 5 p.m. Pacific time for our listeners on the West Coast. Until then, my name is Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time for a specific and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Take care.